Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Igeres HaRamban, the Ramban's letter. Shema b'ni musar avicha, listen, my son, to the discipline of your father, al titosh Torah simecha, and don't forsake the teachings of your mother. Tiznaik tamid ledaber kol dvorecha benachas, you should constantly accustom yourself to speak your words gently. L'chol adam u'b'chol eis, to every person and at all times. U'b'zeh tinotza min akas, and this will save you from anger. She'imida ra'a, because it's an evil trait, l'hachti b'nei adam, and it brings people to sin. V'chein omru rabbeinu zal, and so too chazal teach us, kol ha'koeis, kol mine gehenem sholtim bo. Anybody who gets angry, all types of gehenem will have an effect on him. She'ne'amar, as the pasuk says, ha'ser kas mi'libecha, remove anger from your heart, Haver ra mibsarecha, and you will remove the evil from your flesh. Vein ra el gehenom, and ra is only a reference to gehenom. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vegam rasha liyom ra, and the wicked people go to the evil day. V'chasher tinatzel min hakas, and when you save yourself from anger, tala al libcha midas ha'anova, the mida of humility will enter into your heart. She mida tova mikol hamidas tovos, that it is a good mida from all the other good midos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ekev anova yiras Hashem. At the heel of humility is fear of Hashem. Uva'avur ha'anova, and because of the humility, tala alibcha mida seyira, it will enter into your heart the mida of fear. Kisiten alibcha tamid, because you will place it to your heart constantly. Me'ayin basa, from where do you come? Olana taholich, and where are you going to? Ve'sha'ata rima v'soleh v'chayecha, and that we are just worms and maggots in our lifetime. Ve'afki b'mosach, and even in your death. And before whom are you going to go to give judgment and calculations in front of in the future? Before the honorable king. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hine Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yichal kolucha. Hine Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yichal kolucha. Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heavens can't contain you. Ach ki libos b'nei adam. All the more so a person's heart. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Halo es Hashemayim v'sa'aretz ani molei nu Hashem. The word of Hashem says, don't I fill the entire heaven and earth? And when a person conducts himself with the midah of humility, to be embarrassed of all man, and to have fear before Hashem and from sin, then you will have the spirit of the Shechina with you, and its glorious honor, and life in the next world to come. And now my son, you should know and you shall see. Somebody who has arrogance over other people, he's rebelling against the kingship of Hashem and Shemayim. Because he is glorifying himself with the garments of the kingship in heaven. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashem molach geus lovish. Hashem our king, he adorns himself in grandeur. And with what would a person have arrogance in his heart? In Ba'osher, if it's from wealth, Hashem Morishumashir. Hashem makes us either poor or wealthy. Vim Bechavod, if it's for honor, Halol Elkimhu, isn't the honor for Hashem? Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, V'ha'osher V'chavod Melfanecha, wealth and honor are before you. Ve'ich Mispoyer Bechavod Kono, how could we take the glory from the honor of our Creator? Vim Mispoyer Bechachma, and if a person glorifies himself with wisdom, Hashem can take away the speech from those who are trustworthy, and the reasoning of elderly he can remove. Nimtza hakol shaveh lifnei amakom. We find that everyone is equal before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ve'apo mashpil geim, because in his wrath he will lower the people who are uplifted. Uveritzono magbiya shvalim, and if it's his will, he can uplift the people who are lowly. Lachain, therefore, hashpil atzmecha, lower yourself, v'yinasa ha'amakom, and let Hashem lift you up. Alkein, therefore, afarj docha, I will explain to you, eich tisnoig b'midas ha'anova, how you should conduct yourself with the midah of humility, l'leches b'tamir, to go with it constantly. Kol dvarecha yu benachas, all of your words should be spoken gently, v'roshcha kafof, and your head should be bent down, v'enecha yabito l'mata l'aretz, and your eyes should gaze down to the ground, v'libcha l'mayla, and your heart should be focused up to Hashem, and you shouldn't look at the face of a person when you're speaking with them. And every person should be viewed in your eyes as if they are greater than you. And if he's a wise person or a wealthy person, then you have to honor him. If he's a downtrodden, poor individual, and you're wealthier or you're wiser than him, you should think in your heart that you are more guilty than him, and he's more innocent than you. That if he sins, he's doing it unintentionally, and you are doing it intentionally. In all of your words and your actions, and all of your thoughts, at every moment. You should think in your heart, as if you are standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his Shechina is on you. Because his honor fills the entire world. And your words should be spoken with awe, and with fear, like a servant before his master. This is bayesh, and you should be embarrassed mikol adam, from all people. And if somebody calls you, you shouldn't answer him in a loud voice. Rak benachas, just gently, as if you're standing before your master. You have to be cautious to constantly learn Torah, in order that you be able to uphold it. And when you get up from learning a sefer, you should look into that which you learned. If there's something in what you learned that you're able to uphold and to fulfill it, you should contemplate in all of your actions in morning and in evening. And with that, all your days you'll be doing tshuva. And you should remove all worldly things from your heart while you're davening. And you should prepare your heart before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to purify your thoughts. And you have to think about what you're going to say before you let it out of your mouth. And this is what you should do all the days of your life. In every single action, and you won't do any sin. And with this, your words and your actions and your thoughts will be all straight and just. And your davening will be pure and clear, and it will be clean, and directed with thought, and it will be accepted before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, as long as their hearts are prepared to you, then Hashem's ears hear. You should read this letter one time a week and not less. Lekayma, to uphold it, v'leleches b'otamid, and to constantly go in its ways, achar Hashem yisborach, to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Laman tatzliach b'chol derechecha, in order to be successful in all of your ways, v'sizke le'olam haba hatzofen la'tzadikim, and you will merit to have olam haba that is set away for the tzadikim. U'b'chol yom shetikre'ena, and in every day that you read this, ya'nucha min ha'shamayim, you should be answered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, Kasher Yala al Libcha Lishol Ad Olam, for whatever comes into your heart to ask of him forever. Amen.